of miracles.
It's gone! 61 yards!
The plays that blew your mind.
Corey, he can't be stopped!
Byron, what a catch!
The trials that could have broken others. This city has been waiting on another team with heart like this one. So let's keep this train moving. Keep these memories growing so that we can do what this city believes we can do.
Whatever it takes.
This is our day because we're going to make it our day. We will stay together, and whatever it takes, let's make it happen!
I'll do what it takes.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Mike Yellick. Back with me alongside is
the Dust, it's me, Dustin Pastula, back in the game.
We all missed you. We all missed you.
Thank you. I missed me, too. So,
welcome to the 2018 season premiere of One Sports Talk, and I got to say, I am really pumped up for this season. I know everyone out there is. We have a new call-in number. We have some new guests that are going to be on, some old faces that are returning. We have a new call-in number as well. 323-642-1545. That number again, 23-642-1545. It's a new number. Get the old number. I don't know why, but they decide they want to change it every now and then. So got a new number, but you know what? It's fine.
Okay, keep it fresh.
Absolutely. The only guy, the only place you can hear real football talk, okay? The hottest hour on Wednesday night. The hottest hour, by the way. Every Wednesday night. A full 2018 season preview is coming at you very, very soon. Who will win each division? We have your answers. The EGP is the champions. Be surprised what I have to say there. And by the way, the best three teams in the NFC and the AFC, we're talking about them both. Also, after many rumors, we, Mike Yellick and Dustin Pastula,
that is me,
will be returning for the whole season of 2018 on Sports Talk. And joining them are none other than Jason Mertidez of 97.5 The Fanatic Midday Show and Rob Garino, former Fox meteorologist, official One Sports Talk meteorologist. Not every week, but more so often than not.
I'll tell you what.
Both of those guys are going to be joining us.
I'm so excited for
that.
One of my favorite things last season, talking to those two guys. I mean, they – Jason Mertidez, the knowledge that we get, you know, sometimes on some of our calls, that's so fun.
Right.
You know what I mean? So the conversations there they're going to be great. You're going to get a lot of knowledge here. So make sure you tune in.
Oh, yeah. I'm just looking forward to this season. I mean, there's so many things to look forward to this season. We're champions. The champions right now. And we have to defend that title. And it's going to be a very tough casting. We're going to do it right away. We're fighting. We're placing. Going against the Falcons. This team has revenge. They are out for blood. Matt Ryan has a chip on his shoulder. It's against Nick Foles, who is the one who beat him during the playoffs. Excuse me. I'm just really, I don't know. You'll see how I feel about the game. And by the way, want your prediction on who will be the top teams in the AFC. And I'll be right now on fantasy draft right now. It's 8:30 right now.
As we speak.
And we're kicking off the show, and I'm going to pick my pick here. So this should be quite interesting. Right now, I'm looking at who is left here. Looks like Le'Veon Bell's left. Saquon Barkley is left. It's pick time, unfortunately, pick 11. So it's coming quick.
Julio, Saquon Barkley just went.
Yeah.
He just went.
I'm looking here.
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah.
I would love that more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Right now.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I honestly think he doesn't make it the whole season.
Oh, wait. You're on the clock. All right.
Do it. That's awesome. Let everybody know which
is none other. we'll see him Thursday
night.
We'll
see him tomorrow. That's what it is. That's what
Julio
it is. That is good stuff.
Yes.
That is good stuff.
Yes. I want Julio Jones. So that's me. Speaking of wide receivers,
what do you think about Antonio Brown this season? You think he's going to be getting up there where he's going to be up in the air with his performances, or you think he's going to keep it on the ball and keep it rolling?
Yeah, no. I don't know. Oh, by the way, I didn't actually pick him yet.
Oh, geez.
Oh, boy. Guys, this is the first time ever. Never hear again, but because right now, this is going to be interesting. Please don't pick Julio. I don't want French fry boy underneath it. All right. On the clock. Come on, Hickman, whoever that is.
Hickman. On the clock is Hickman.
Right.
Well, he's probably for cold reasons. Mm.
That's a shot, by the way.
Yeah,
right now,
cold reasons is like
all right.
Hicktown.
Here we go. I'm doing it. Boom.
Leo. I feel like part of me is a hick at heart.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, I'm also going to be on the clock.
Two picks.
Yeah. And not for a while, but I feel very, very good with that pick. I like Julio Jones. Just please don't get injured.
Who are you going to go for next?
I don't know. I mean, you know, right now I'm looking here. You know what? Let's just join. I know this guy wants to call in. I'll be honest right now. He's a friend. Let's just go to him right now. Derek from Derek. How you doing, man?
Hello?
Derek, you there?
Hello.
Yeah, sorry. It's breaking up a little bit on my phone. I'm Derek from Williamsburg now, by the way.
Yeah, there you go. Good job.
You know,
sorry, I moved. Oh, hello.
Yeah,
hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you're good.
All right, man. I'm surprised you're like basically live tweeting this draft. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the clock, man. You better get on this. You're gonna have a hard time with this. I'm glad you're doing this because this is really gonna screw up your draft and allow me to have a three-peat.
I just got Dalvin Cook and Julio Jones, and I feel confident about both of them because, you know,
you feel confident about Dalvin Cook.
Yes, because Kirk Cousins stinks, and they're just going to run the ball. I like their line. And Julio Jones, I mean, I don't need to say anything else there.
That's true.
So, yeah. That's true. I like that. Who'd you get, Derek?
My first pick was DeAndre Hopkins. I'm feeling good about Deshaun Watson coming back, and I think they're going to be a good duo this season.
I don't mind that. I don't love it, but yeah. I don't mind it. I think it's pretty good. Yeah.
Well, of course you're going to say that because you're going to be competing against me. So, you know, I don't really care what Mike Yelich thinks. Hey, Dustin,
wow.
How you doing, man? Good to hear your voice again.
Wow.
Yeah, that's shots fired.
This is a new Derek. I don't know if I like Derek.
But Derek, it's good to hear your voice too as well, especially seeing as I feel like you and I agree more against Yellow than anything, and I just found that to be fun.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
You're seeing a different side of Derek now, though. It's competitive Derek.
This is the Virginia Derek.
Okay. All right. No. It's fine, Derek. Because at the end of the season, this isn't a prediction. This is a spoiler, okay? Spoiler is Yelich will finish first in fantasy. You understand what I'm saying, Derek? Do you need me to repeat that?
For those other listeners.
I do, because it's breaking up so bad that I can't understand what you're saying.
That's that Virginia connection. You got to get out of that state.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. I heard what you said. You're just being a D-bag. Fine.
Listen, Derek.
That's like that excuse that you use when you don't want to talk to your wife more.
Sorry.
sorry, babe. I can't.
Listen, I'm just saying, Derek. I will win. I have no doubt about it. I'm feeling
all right. So if you're so confident, do you want to place a cash money bet like we did last year? Not on fantasy football, but we were betting on football. And yes, you won. I know you're going to gloat about it for the next 20 minutes, probably the rest of the show, but let's make a bet.
Okay,
challenge made.
This is where you answer. I just asked a question. Come on. Okay.
All right, that time I legitimately did not hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
He asked what the bet was going to be.
Well, you're proclaiming that you're going to be number one, so let's make a bet on whether you're the champion or not. I mean, the roles are reversed here because last year the odds were in my favor, and actually, no, they're the same. The odds of you being number one are very slim, so I feel good about that.
Okay. Let's do – don't want to – we're not doing that. But let's do this. Do the Eagles go 11-5 or better?
I'm not taking that bet.
Why?
Because y'all – you just won the Super Bowl. Like,
okay, so what is a different year?
I am a Redskins fan, but I'm also not stupid.
Well,
all right. I open myself for that. All right, I'm cutting it off before you can even say it.
From Williamsburg. By the way, Derek, do you have a pick on this Eagles game, by the way?
I don't even know who you're all playing. I could care less.
Play the Falcons. Come on. Falcons.
The Falcons?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't have a pick, but what I'll say is it's going to be a close game.
All right. Well, if
get out!
I think
get out!
The Falcons are good.
Yeah.
Y'all are good, too, though.
All right.
If it's on down here, I'll be interested to watch it.
All right. There he is. Derek from Williamsburg, Virginia. Love him when he checks in. However,
absolutely. He's
completely wrong, by the way.
I am pissed off.
You're damn right I am.
Are you?
Ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
Give me a freaking break. Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm confident. This is – yeah. You might want to push this, by the way. They're losing tomorrow night, Thursday, by the way, against the Falcons. I just like in this position. I think the Falcons are a very, very good team. I actually don't. I don't have any confidence with the game. However, we win this one, which is against the Bucs, and they suck. And then against the Colts, Carson Wentz is back. So at that point, I'm looking at it and saying to myself, we'll be 1-1, and then Carson Wentz will take us, you know, which is what I have. We'll go through it, by the way. But I say 12-4 this year. And obviously, the playoffs, you know, you don't make playoffs at 12-4. The rest of the league might be the best ever.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Or the AFC is just terrible. Which
yeah.
They may
that's,
be, by
that is not impossible. Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
I will say.
Yeah.
I can't disagree with you on the 12-4. I think there's a possibility of 13-3. Agree with 12-4. I might even say that the most probable prediction would be 11-5.
Okay.
But I still think the Eagles go back to the playoffs. And honestly, I think Carson Wentz Super Bowl spot that Nick Foles got last year. And honestly, if Carson Wentz plays this season as good or better than he did last season, I don't think that there's anybody out stopping them. I think that they repeat.
Wow.
That's as simple as that. And mind you, week two was it last season? I predicted the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. And you can't say I was wrong now, can you?
I can, yeah. Same time.
It It's too early to tell.
Yeah, I mean,
too early to tell.
That's insane.
You know, which is why I put the stipulation in there, as long as they're healthy. As long as he stays healthy. But then again, I put the stipulation as long as he stays healthy in last year. And
right.
He did. And they still went to Super Bowl and won. So, I mean, who knows, man? You don't know.
I'm very, very confident. Very confident.
As will you should.
No, I really am. I'm confident because I think the mental, we're not underdogs anymore. We have confidence. The level of, it's not arrogance as the Patriots have in the game they play. It's confidence. So you can say one thing. You can say, oh, you know, the Patriots will be back, which they will.
Sure.
But, yeah, I mean, right. They're there. So we. And I think we, again, maybe not this year, but I think going forward, we will be there for at least 8 of the next 10 years. Not in the Super Bowl, but in the playoffs.
I can help agree. And I think I'll even go as far as saying that now I need to remind everybody
sure.
that I'm a Titans fan.
Right.
Okay. But I want to, we're nowhere close. So it's going to take a while for us. But I will say this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're seeing a unintentional passing of the torch here. I think you're seeing Bill Belichick, Tom Brady getting close to the end, and they've been dominating the league for the past decade plus.
Yeah.
You're seeing a passing of the torch here. I think Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz are the next top dog in the NFL. I think they stay there for at least the next decade.
Love that. I would like nothing more than that.
By the way, the team is
playing. Yeah.
Like, I mean, they have such a ever since Doug Peterson came in,
mm-hmm.
that team has had such a strong bond, such chemistry. A brotherhood,
yeah.
If I may say, that you know it's even getting you know we've heard last season multiple times people that aren't even Eagles fans on board, and part of like you know getting excited about their games,
yeah.
And so you know, I think that they're definitely a force to be reckoned with, and I think they stay that way for quite some time. which is just dumb.
Right. They would never do that.
Yeah.
We're going to get some of these games coming up. We're also going to get to some of these divisions. And I'll just start off. You know, we have what's the, you know, each division. Let's just start off in the NFC East. I'm going to go, obviously. They win the division.
Yeah.
I don't need to say anything else.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Well, absolutely. There's reason not to.
Right. I do think the and I will say the Cowboys will finish third. And, of course, yeah, the Vikings will finish last. NFC North. I don't think the Vikings are good. I never thought that, actually.
Green Bay, Minnesota, Bears, Lions.
I do have the Packers winning the division and the Vikings getting the wild card, unfortunately. I do. Let's move to the NFC South. Okay, so in the NFC South, you have give me 1 second here. I'm not picking right now.
You're not picking. You're not on the clock.
You're on the clock. One pick. Okay.
Yeah.
Real quickly, guys. All right. So I'm just letting you know where I'm at right now. So I did have Rob Gronkowski in the queue.
Take Ertz, dude. Take Ertz, dude.
Wow. Yeah, I am.
You know what?
Go ahead. No, I'm waiting for this guy to pick Hickman again.
Is it Hickman, like a last name? Or
it's interesting. I don't know.
Like you know, like Stephen Hickman.
Yeah.
Or I am Vic Mann. Yeah.
Yeah.
These are questions that need answers.
Boy, I want Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
I want Zach Ertz, man.
Honestly, looking at it right now, my top three.
Although, if you go by the points.
Yeah, I'm looking at what might happen this season. And my top three picks right there would be Kenny Drake, Zach Ertz, and Larry Fitzgerald. Not in any order, but those would be three.
I'm looking here what to do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Well, this guy is taking forever. I mean, what is this guy doing?
He's probably not even, like, by his computer. He has 20 seconds left. He's really being annoying.
Sorry, this is killing the show, but this guy has the slowest.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is.
I mean,
this is how our first show goes every year.
Okay, so he picked.
He picked Mike Evans.
He picked Zach Ertz.
No, oh, he did.
You piece of crap.
Oh, I'm telling you, go Kenny Drake.
You son of a bitch. And I would do that too.
I would to go Drake or Fitzgerald.
You can't go Fitzgerald.
Go Drake. He's young. He's got something to prove. Do it. Well, it's up to you. It's not my team.
Or go with what you were going to do.
Who do you have right now with your two picks?
I have Dalvin Cook and Julio Jones.
Why do you have to do that?
You screwed up my whole draft,
so
son of a...
Honestly, I would go with what you were going to do because you need a QB.
I got a minute here.
I don't think he's going to be around much longer.
All right.
And you know Derek from Virginia is listening.
Oh, of course.
So, I would not.
What about?
Oh, God. Mm. I just go with
no.
Go Drake.
I like this pick right here, actually.
Number two, yeah. Like I mean, like number two on the team.
Yeah.
I mean, they're.
He literally screwed up my draft.
Yeah, he did. He really did. But
yeah.
I mean, they're. I mean,
Hickman,
your pick is a very. Your pick is on a team that's all about gaining yards through the air. So
yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's true.
It's solid. That's solid.
Yeah. You like literally.
Oh, that
screwed up my.
That's terrible. Sorry. Yeah. That. Anyway, going back to what we were talking about. Oh,
yeah,
I guess we can't because you're up again.
No, go ahead.
No.
I'm up.
You're up.
You
I what you're gonna do that. I would do what you're gonna do.
Mm. Really though?
Do what you were gonna do.
Do it. Right there.
Wait.
Right there.
Somebody else told Brady.
No. I honestly think that's a better pick.
Alright.
I would do that.
You got a quarterback.
He signed a new deal. He needs to stay in the number one position.
Yeah.
He's going to perform.
He is.
So you need to kill him.
Yeah.
Especially seeing all this on the season, he's going to perform.
Mm. Okay.
And you know what? I'm not going to say his name.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
So.
I like it.
Yeah,
I do.
I think you should be. So now let's go back to what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Yep. To go back to the screen. There you go.
There you go.
So we were on the NFC South.
Yes.
And I'm going to go ahead and say Falcons, Saints, Bucks, Panthers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Panthers. You're not giving any respect
to
them.
No.
Only
I hate Cam Newton.
I do too. I'm going to go Saints, Falcons, Panthers, Bucks. And I think Falcons off. You know, wild card, just switch them. But
whatever.
I mean,
I concur.
Yeah. Rams win their division in the NFC West.
I'm not talking about the three. There's
49ers.
No.
Jimmy Garoppolo? Some may argue.
Okay. Fair. I see the 49ers, and this is a shout out to my boy Angel Brown. I think 49ers make the wild card.
Wow.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, because they don't have he who should not be named anymore.
I don't even know who that is.
You know who that is.
I do. You know what?
Darn. No,
we will be right back. We need to take a quick break, but we'll be right back, and we will continue. AFC. Who will win each division, and why? We'll be back after this.
is upon us, and at Phillipsburg Easton Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CRV, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg Easton Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best. Phillipsburg Easton Honda,
satisfaction guaranteed. Vehicle must be in safe operating condition.
All right, and then we got Werkheiser Electric over here. Guys, they're always giving free estimates. They're powered by integrity. All coupons on the website at Werkheiser.com, but you already know that. Mention One Sports Talk to Werkheiser Electric. You're getting $50 off your first service call. They are in the Lehigh Valley. They're less than P&U. You're getting back so you can get back to watching the games and leave it all to Werkheiser Electric. They did it for me. They can do it for you. Call them 610-610-1076. And make sure that you go to WerkheiserElectric.com. Also, we had already mentioned Phillipsburg Easton Honda, but we're also going to tell you where you can get that car repaired, and that is Deku Auto Body. They're family-owned and operated since 1943. You're getting 90 days free. It only takes 45 seconds to appraise, and you're getting updated repair status online. Deku's current service, single insurance appraisals, and free estimates. Deku is your auto body specialist. Watch your car as it gets repaired. I've done it many times. You can see the repairs. They happen. They're updated daily on the website at DekuAutoBody.com. And they're located right there in Catasauqua at 11354 in Catasauqua. You can call them 610-264-5507. And also, what am I drinking right now? I'm drinking Miller Lite. Do you want to drink Miller Lite? Because it's the greatest light beer and the original light beer. You want Miller Lite, all right? When I was in Ocean City, Maryland, I asked for Miller Lite everywhere I went. I was over at MR Dukes, and I said, hey, I want Miller Lite. So it's Miller time. You could kind of improvise me. Beer, 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 beer. Next pack, all right? So you could check out Miller Lite and make sure, seriously, you go to MillerLite.com.
Havana, no, no. Half of my heart is in Havana, oh na na. He took me back to East Atlanta, na na na. All of my heart is in Havana.
Not sure if there's a remix of the song or what. All right, so let's go back to this, okay? So yeah. Right now we're going to the AFC.
Correct.
Right. AFC team. By the way, there's one more sponsor I forgot. I will get to them next week. AFC team.
Can I go first?
Sure.
Just because I'm.
Sure.
Wait and see if you agree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Picture yourself in the Bills.
No.
AFC
I'm going to go
AFC
Patriots.
East. Okay.
Bills.
Okay.
Dolphins.
All right. Well, Dolphins and Bills right there.
Yeah, and Patriots win, and they're the only ones who make the playoffs in that division.
Okay.
Seriously.
True. Yes.
The AFC. This, I'm
okay. I got. You're, what are you gonna do? No, you're not. Don't even. Don't
right.
Turn around and look at
right,
me.
Go ahead. You
okay?
Go first.
Are we both gonna fuck the world?
I don't know. Maybe. Go ahead.
Ravens, Steelers, Bengals, Browns.
Oh. No. Steelers finish division.
I'm a
finishing.
My side piece is the Ravens, so I like.
Another.
You're not the Browns.
than those Cleveland Browns.
Really?
And they will make the wild card.
You know what? I'll tell you this. I pray to the gods that that is true. Because that city needs it.
Yes.
In football. And I would love none other than for the Cleveland Browns
yes.
to make it.
Yeah. Right now, we
just had a drop call.
Yeah, we just had a drop call.
We had a
I'm
couple
sure what's
actually.
Going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I mean, we're gonna get the show going. You know, it's hard to have multiple screens up at one time.
Right.
So.
And then we have something right now. What is this though? What's going on here? I'm not sure what's going on. Well, he even has his own intro to his own show on this show. Let's welcome him back to the program, other than our good friend, Jason. How are you doing tonight, brother?
Dude, you know you made an impression on a show when you get your own intro music. I applaud
right.
that effort.
Exactly. Exactly. Jason, what?
A little
listen.
Metallica to set the tone, boys? I love it.
Jason, I got to let you know, The Struggle Within, great choice. Absolute great choice.
Well, it's got a military feel to it, you know? It's with the
Absolutely.
Drums in the beginning, and it's got a nice marching beat, and it's rather uplifting. I find it uplifting when I hear it every day.
It's in my workout playlist, I'm not going to lie. So,
Jason, so real quick, I just want to let you know, the first part of the show has been a little choppy. Be in the middle right now of my draft. I don't know why they would pick it tonight, but I have yeah my first I got Julio Jones. I think that's a good pick.
I don't know what you said because I heard every other word, every other syllable. You guys are cutting out on me a little bit.
I got Julio Jones for my first pick.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad. I mean, he's a good player.
Yeah. After that, I got Dalvin Cook. And then after
okay,
that,
yeah, Dalvin Cook. Okay.
Yep. And then I got Brandon Cooks, and then I have Aaron Rodgers.
Well, you got some good players. You started off.
Yeah.
So what did you take, Dalvin Cook in the second round?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's great second round value. I mean, before he went out injured last year, he's leading the NFL in rushing, so that's great second round value.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel confident with that with the team so far. I'm hoping that.
Offensive line, he'll do well.
Right, exactly, because Kirk Cousins stinks. But let's get to the Eagles. We're going to talk about the season. I really want to get your feel.
I'll tell you real quick, Mike, I'm going to hang up and call you right back because it's clipping on me real bad. I'm hearing like every other syllable. So I'll call you right back.
Okay. Yeah, it might be something. I don't know.
I don't know.
Because
we've had this issue before.
Yeah.
We have had this before.
Yeah. So you never
when
know.
When I call in, I can hear it clearly. So
okay.
It has to do with the phone connections.
Right. Well, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to, because that's like the third caller that has done that. So I'm going to actually go into something else here. All right. And maybe we can go there. Okay.
All I know. Hello?
Yeah, there's...
Hello? I can't hear anything. Are you there? I don't hear anything. I hear nothing.
One more time. Jason.
Can you hear me now, boys? Oh. Jason, can you hear me?
I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
All right. Fantastic. I can hear you, Jason.
Everything sounds good now after a little reboot.
Okay. Do you hear him, Mike?
I do not hear
Mike. Him through the headphones?
Yeah, I can't hear anything. Long Talk is literally down.
All right, hold on.
I
Jason.
We're gonna have to give Block Talk one of those.
Yeah. I called in. I can hear you as a caller through the phone, but we can't hear you in our headphones logging in.
Oh, I gotcha.
So yeah, I mean I can't hear anything in my queue here. So if Block Talk doesn't fix this by next week, I'm leaving them and going to a different platform. And Jason, do you know of any platforms out there? I don't even care if this goes on the air at this point.
I really don't. The only thing that I know you could do is like who carries my podcast is Wildfire. I know they do live shows.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
I mean, we can't be dropping every show. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Whoa.
Well, no, I'm.
I know. Like, but we gotta try to stay a little bit civil. So, at least for now. Yeah, correct. So, you know, I got you on the speakerphone. You know, we're gonna do this. You know, at least the show's got about 20 minutes left. You know, we got Jason Martinez on the phone. Jason, we can hear you through my phone. I got you on the speaker. You know, we're going to do this in ghetto style, so.
And Rob Garino will not be calling in. I just texted him, told him, so.
Yeah. You can still talk into the microphone.
Yeah, but it's not silly at this point. All right.
So Jason, he's got Dalvin Cook, Brandon Cook, and Aaron Rodgers.
I like it. I think it's a good setup. You had the leading rusher last year in the second year, Cook back off that injury. You got Aaron Rodgers, the best quarterback in the NFL, who could have like an MVP type season, and we're gonna see how much his pockets weigh him down. I mean, because he just got paid. But no, you got a good squad there. That's a great start. But the key's watching that waiver wire though. You know, you got to find that guy during the season.
And I actually said he wanted to pick Aaron Rodgers. He was upset that he missed out on Tom Brady. But I said I think that Aaron Rodgers is gonna do better.
And I got the Eagles booty just now.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's going to be better or not, because you know what Brady's going to do. The one concern I would have about Aaron Rodgers is the receivers. And obviously he wasn't happy that Jordy Nelson was gone.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, look, Aaron Rodgers can throw it through a pinhole, you know, 60 yards away. So whoever the receivers are, they're going to look pretty darn good too.
Yeah,
he's definitely going to help them look better.
Oh yeah, no question.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's end this right now. I'm going to have a call with my executive at Blog Talk tomorrow. It's unacceptable to me. Sorry, but it is. Jason, we'll catch you next week. We're going to have this fixed, and if not, I'm going to be probably on a different platform. And I'm just being honest because I can't be having this with my show. It's a professional show, and I put pride into this, and this is embarrassing.
Well, boys, whenever you need me, you know I'm available. If that's next week, I'm good to go. If it's the week after, I'm good to go then. As long as I get my intro music.
All right.
Hey, man, we got you, man.
I'll still try and find that here. Yeah,
we appreciate the support, man. It's great. Great to have it coming from you.
All right.
Anytime, there. Boys. You know, just hit me up.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah.
can't be heard. So I don't know why I'm talking into this.
Yeah.
This doesn't even exist. How could he hear us? I don't know. I'm refraining.
For those of you out there listening, if you can hear us, mm-hmm. if there's anyone out there still listening and you can hear us, call in. Can she hear us? This is not how we want to start off the season.
No.
I feel like we started off the season like this last year. But just like last year, we're going to bounce back, and we're going to be better than ever. We got a new order. We got a new time slot, and we have a lot of great things coming to you this season. I promise you, if you stick with us, we will not disappoint you in any means necessary.
Yeah. I'm on the clock, so.
I mean, this is nice for the first show. We get to figure out firsthand what Mike Yellen would do in a coaching position.
Right, who am I going to pick here?
I would not pick Mark Ingram.
Should I go with Greg Olsen?
Ooh. Ooh.
I may do that.
I may do that, too.
You're not picking.
Well, I'm not.
Or do I do Evan Ingram?
Honestly, me, personally,
yeah.
I go Corey Davis, but that's just me.
Really?
Hey, he's got the most points on that.
I need more wide receivers. I need a running back.
You need a running back? Well, I wouldn't go Burkhead or Ingram.
How long is he? I don't know. First 4 weeks, yeah, I'm not doing that. All right.
Go down a little bit. You might get a sleeper coming in there.
Jeez. Yeah, really, I have nobody here.
Keep going down a little bit. Wow.
Well.
Wow. Wow. James White?
Do
you focus on your air game and just pick another receiver?
No. I don't know what I'm going to do here.
You got 20 seconds. Go back to stuff. Just go. I guess take Burkhead. I would. If you need a running back, I would go Burkhead or Duke Johnson. You got Duke Johnson Jr.
Yeah.
If they play like you think they will, you will do well.
I didn't know who to pick.
I don't know.
One taken there. I should have went Olsen. I was going to do it, too.
I think you have enough with your main guys.
Wish I could be heard right now. I'm talking into a mic. I don't even know why I'm talking into it. Yeah. No, I don't know how that's possible.
Great now.
Yeah.
Well, maybe my phone stinks. But
yeah, your phone doesn't stink.
Well, I would keep talking into the microphone then because that means people can hear us.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Or it might be that.
That's what I'm saying.
So, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be.
So, yeah. Kind of threw me off.
I'll throw this right here then.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would still aim at the microphone.
Yeah.
Let's go back through the AFC. We didn't finish the AFC. Let's finish the AFC standing. We did the Pittsburgh Steelers. We did the AFC North. Let's do the AFC South. Okay. Honestly, I got it going. Jaguars, Texans, Titans, Colts.
I have Texans, Jaguars, Colts, Titans. Sorry.
Hey, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair, but I disagree.
It's a good it's a good average division.
It's a, right, right.
Like none of these teams are.
All
of them could win. So.
They're all in. No, I wouldn't say all of them could win. I honestly think that the Jaguars are above the other three. But when it comes to the other three, I think it's a toss up.
Right. For the West, we have the
Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders.
Yeah, totally disagree.
Chargers. Really, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chargers.
No.
Chiefs. Raiders, Broncos.
I can see the Raiders being over the Broncos, but
really,
I don't think the Chargers win.
And then we have.
Don't do it.
No, I don't even know. Like I'm. Oh, you're saying if I mute this,
yeah.
It'll mute us.
Don't do it.
All right.
We're not finishing the show like we want to, but we're gonna keep going.
Yeah.
We're gonna keep going. We got this week's game. We got to go through.
Right.
We got to at least get this on there. This week's game, your pick isn't coming up for a while. Let's just go into this week's game. 9 minutes. Get it on.
All right. Falcons at the Eagles. I don't like the spot, which is why I'm not picking them. I'm going Falcons win this game 28-24.
I'm going to take the Eagles on this one. I think they win it 28-26, close game.
Okay. We have the Bills at the Ravens.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's a terrible game.
Who
do you got here?
I got Ravens, 18-12.
Okay.
18-11. Remember I like that number?
Huge.
Remember I like that 11 number?
Yeah, you do.
11.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Go back to it.
Then we have the Jaguars at the the New York Giants.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I'm going Jaguars.
Jaguars, whatever. I don't know what
we're talking about. Jaguars.
Yeah.
Jaguars.
I'm going Jaguars. I think Jaguars win this.
Yep.
Not by a lot, but the Jaguars win this 21-20.
No. I think Jaguars win this 28-17.
Okay.
Then
we have – so we don't even need all this equipment. Then we have the Buccaneers at the Saints.
Yep.
Saints obviously win. The Buccaneers have the journeyman. What's his name? I'm so, out of it at this point.
I know.
What's the guy's name? Pat O'Brien. What's his name? Beard guy.
Oh.
Fitzpatrick.
There we go.
He's a great guy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they
so Boise State
graduate? Saints beat the Bucks 35-17.
What happened to Winston?
He's suspended for the first two games.
Ah, awesome. Great. Yeah, Saints win. Okay. I don't care about the score.
Yeah. the Texans are at the Patriots.
Patriots
win. Yeah. I mean, come on. Patriots win this 38-10.
35-21.
Yeah.
Just because of Watson Hawkins, I think they get a couple, a little bit more. Go back to it. You're not up for a while.
49ers at the Vikings. 49ers win this game.
I was going to pick them too.
Yeah.
I'm taking the 49ers in this game.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's close. I'm literally looking at 21-17, but I think the 49ers, I think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to come out and be like, listen, I want to make a statement. Second shout out to my man, Angel Brown. He's been helping me out lately on the social media. And I think the 49ers take this one.
Yeah, 49ers win this game 20-17.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Titans are at the Dolphins.
Dolphins win. I know I said it.
No.
I know I said
no.
it. No.
Titans win this game.
No, I think the Dolphins win.
Titans go into Miami, the cesspool. they win this 20-17.
I think the Dolphins win this game. I think it's low scoring.
I could see it. The Bengals are at the Colts. It's going to be lower scoring as well. I think the Colts win this game 20-17. I think the Bengals are a weak team this year. I think they're going to be, average at best.
I think
it's 6-10.
I think the Bengals replace the Browns. at the bottom.
Yes, I do as well.
At the bottom.
10,
yeah.
So I'm
going to agree with you, and I'll even just pick the same score just because I don't care.
Yeah. Steelers are at the Browns. It's going to be a close game for once. Steelers still win it, but I think it's like a 20-17 score. Steelers win this game. Your thoughts? Don't do it.
You know where I'm going.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
Browns win 15-10.
I can't believe you said that.
Just leave me alone.
All right.
Just leave me alone.
Yeah.
It's for fun. It's for fun.
Yeah.
It's the first week. I can bounce back.
Yeah.
Like that rap song.
All right.
Yeah.
Guns and then bounce
back. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of bouncing back, Chiefs are at the Chargers. These Chargers are going to be bouncing back this year, baby.
I like it.
20-17 Chargers win against the Chiefs.
I like it. I agree. And I'll pick the same score.
Wait, have I said 20-17 the last, like, five games?
At least six. Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Seahawks are at the Broncos. That's a pretty neat-looking score. 20-17. Seahawks.
You're just picking it again?
Yeah.
I think the Broncos win. I think they win 18-13.
Wow. The Cowboys are at the Panthers.
Cowboys win 2017.
Ha! I'll go Panthers. 10-7.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you did that. There's no way that those two teams only score that much.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Yep, Redskins at the Cardinals, the Birds. No, Cardinals win this game 20-17.
I really want you to stop picking that.
I mean, does it even matter at this point?
It does. Mashup. Think of mashup.
All right.
Cardinals. Yeah. I'll take the Cardinals as well. 24-20.
This is a Sunday night game. Bears are at the Packers. Packers win this.
Stupid. 35-20.
No.
Packers.
40-7.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. The Packers win.
Then we have the Jets at the Lions. Lions win this game, but not by much. Yeah, I don't know. Lions win this
30-17. Oh, okay.
30-17.
All right, yeah. Lions 24-10.
Yeah. Rams are at the Raiders.
Raiders 24-10.
Yeah.
No.
What?
Sorry. Rams. I did that backwards. Rams 24-10.
Okay.
I don't think the Raiders win.
All right. Now it's. All right. Time for one last thing. I'm going to be honest. I am pissed off right now.
Okay.
That's not Harry May saying that.
That's fine. But
that's me. I'm using my one more thing to talk about one more thing. One last thing to talk about one more thing. And that is, I'm just saying, these issues need to get resolved. They need to get resolved quickly. It's clearly, obviously, throwing my game off tonight. I'm not myself. I just hope in the future shows
grab a Snickers.
This
right.
goes
I'm
as
you when you're hungry
as planned. Dustin, I'm going to give you some extra time tonight. You got about a minute, a little over a minute now, actually.
I got a lot over a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why don't you go ahead?
One last thing.
Yep.
Well, you know what? My one last thing is I've been reading a lot lately on people getting nervous about preseason. First of all, I hate when people get nervous about preseason. There's nothing about preseason that should give you any inkling to anything. Eagles won one game last preseason, and they won the Super Bowl, okay? The Browns, a couple years ago, went 4-0 and didn't win one game in the entire season, okay? Like, just stop focusing on preseason. I understand it's a way to look at your new players and the new people that you have coming in to your team, but, you know, some of these people, like when the Eagles lost to the Patriots, in the first game of preseason, all I saw were people going, Eagles! Eagles suck! Patriots are great! Patriots, let's see this how the Super Bowl... Shut up! It's preseason.
All right. Thank you for joining us.
Unreal.
On One Sports Talk. Go Eagles. I know they're going to lose, but guys, next week, these issues will be resolved. Mark my words. We'll see you next week.